Hello, everybody. We are Barrio Alegria visiting the Sanctuary for Independent Media in beautiful, sunny Troy, New York. And one of the main things we do as a nonprofit from Reading, PA is creative placemaking. And we want to talk a little bit more about it. So I pulled up a definition from arts.gov for creative placemaking. It says, creative placemaking integrates arts, culture, and design activities into efforts that strengthen communities. And I'm here with the Barrio Alegria team to see how everybody else feels about that definition.
Hi, I'm English. For me, creative placemaking is holding tangible physical spaces and making them sacred for art personality, for people to feel welcomed wherever they are, just holding physical space that allows you to breathe easily.
My name is Ashley. To me, creative placemaking is using any space. It could be a park, it could be a church, a museum, and with that space, you develop the narrative of nurturing and growing creativity. It could be through visual arts, it could be through music, but the essence of creative placemaking is to develop a place where people can grow in their creativity and inspire more creativity.
Gati, and for me, creative placemaking is creating events, but not just any events. It's creating events with intense meaning behind them. Like, it's we want to transform places. We want to transform people. We want to build connections, create possibilities, opportunities. It's thinking of every aspect of not only how can we, like, entertain people, but what do they need? What can we bring to them? How can we serve our community?
Hi, I'm Chris. I wanted to touch on what Gati said and also bring it back to what English said about creative placemaking, making people feel safe and giving them a space to be comfortable where they might not be welcome in other spaces that make them feel comfortable. And a lot of that starts from within also. Like Gati said, sometimes it's about making events that make community members feel safe, but we also do creative placemaking from within. At Barrio, we ensure that like all of our fellows feel safe working, make sure they're not overwhelmed with the workload, and we share the workload. And it really just does start from within, because if we transform our fellows, then we can trust that our fellows will go out into the community and transform the community around them poco a poco.
Hi, my name's Fabiola. For me, creative placemaking is kind of holding space. For Barrio, we like to do creative placemaking in vacant spots to kind of breathe life back into those areas. That's why, you know, creative placemaking, we like to be creative wherever we hold these spaces.
Hi, my name is Eli, and for me, creative placemaking is a place that you're co-working, not just with the artist, you're co-working with the community for creating and open spaces and make that spaces as all the new experience for everyone. Besides that, is like the support and holding of different artists, different communities, open and make the change for all of them.
Hi, my name is Yuri. Un espacio creativo es un lugar donde tú puedes desarrollar tus habilidades artísticas de la mejor manera, y es muy importante la creatividad en nosotros, ya que con ella nos ayudamos a desenvolvernos en un futuro en lugares artísticos, a tener seguridad, tener creatividad.
For me, as Judy said, that creative placemaking is an opportunity for having creativity that is really very important for us in the place that you can develop in the future, have security of yourself in the public.
Hi, my name is Ashley, and I just wanted to add to the idea of safety being part of creative placemaking. I think it's very important in a creative place to give people the freedom to be themselves and to express that freely and to explore what that means.
I think as related to what Chris was saying, creative placemaking is also breathing new life back into spaces that were dead, whether it's from the civic injustices, whether it's dilapidation of old buildings, but seeing something for its inherent beauty and allowing that to shine through by honoring the space, the people, the air around it, and allowing those places to thrive in new ways and reimagining them and saying that there is still this inherent beautiful thing in the creativity and even just the way that we look at it, and just trying to honor and respect what is what once was, and then just to look at this and say, wow, there is legacy still here. I think that's a really important piece of the creative placemaking and placekeeping. And Barrio does that really well of honoring people, honoring the process, and then saying, okay, but what can we do with this thing that was unloved and love it again?
And to further what English said, yes, creative placemaking is very, very important, but then it transitions into creative placekeeping, which is arguably even more important than simply making the spaces. And one thing I really love about Barrio is our favorite method of doing creative placekeeping is slowly, for lack of better explanation, training these community members, community artists, community performers to maintain these creative places, to insist that they belong and that they deserve space that they created, and to resist anyone who tries to tell them that they do not have space in their own community. And I love that Barrio does that.
To add on to that, I would like to say that kind of like what Chris was saying about how not only is creative placemaking important for members of the community or participants, or it's also about the staff. And also for me, it's making people feel like they also belong when they never feel like they did. And I mean that because it's easy to think that people could just go see, for example, an art show. You would think, oh, anyone should feel welcomed at an art show. But you would be surprised how many people go to art events and feel like they weren't welcomed, or feel like they weren't represented in the art, or feel like they weren't heard or seen in anything, even if marketing says otherwise. And like, for example, I don't live near Barrio, but I feel as though I've known them forever, and I feel as though I've lived in Reading for a while because of how these events that we have created have made me feel in a community that wasn't my own, but is starting to feel like my own because of it.
And to just like visualize what Kathy was saying, it's the little things. Like it's like the sliding admission scale for performances, or free performances if we can offer that. It's making sure there's a translator at every event to make sure that everyone can have their voice heard. It's making sure we always have food in our fridge for anybody who unexpectedly just needs a safe space. It really is the little thing. It's seeing somebody who looks like you on an event flyer, so you know that you are welcome, even if you might self-select out, even if you don't have a friend to go with you, and it seems really hard and really scary to go on your own, because it is sometimes, to go out on your own to places where you have seen people you know and love who look like you not be allowed in these places. And it's really reassuring to walk into a room scared like to death that you're gonna have to turn right back around when you walk in, and you walk in and you finally see people who look like you. After knocking on five other doors, on the sixth door somebody opens and they look like you, and it's really reassuring.
I think it's really beautiful what Chris was alluding to, like creative placemaking is brave work. Brave to say there's something missing and I'm going to create it. Brave to say that all people can come here, no matter what the differences are, where there's representation, and seeking representation. Like, hey, there's too many of one face here, and saying, let's change that. Let's get more colorful people. Let's get more loud people. Let's get more of all of the things to create the beautiful space, to create the creativity, because everything that is the same is not creative. And so I would like to empower people to find ways to make creative spaces wherever, however, using whatever, because that is a part of the process. And it's a really beautiful thing what can come out of that when you just take the really big, brave, scary step to say, I will be the person who creates the space and kind of write that love language to your community or to whomever. And because we all need those things to be inspired to do, just kind of to wake up every day, because that can be hard and scary and very brave. So everyone has the space to be creative and whatever that looks like, and to create those spaces every day in your life.